Alicia Keys with Love Looks Better on the Drive.
Yep, it is. This afternoon, it's time for us to talk security again. On the line, once more, it's time for us to chat, as we do every couple of weeks, to the folks from Atlas Security, specifically Bernadette Nel-Nadir, Community Development Manager at Atlas Security. Bernadette, it's been an interesting time. We spoke about the increase in crime after the lockdown and so forth. How has it been going in Nelson Mandela Bay?
Well, good afternoon, Roland, and good afternoon to all the listeners. I'm going to jump into it straight away. Atlas Security, we had a total of 160 positive incidents reported, and we attended to the following: 41 burglaries, 5 armed robberies, 2 house robberies, 1 murder, 1 attempted kidnapping, 1 hijacking, 26 cases of theft, 9 robbery of persons, 27 medical emergencies. But the good news is the team managed to make a total of 13 arrests over the last 2 weeks.
As the crime goes up, so does the action from you guys as well. Good to know.
There we go. The guys have been absolutely on fire on the ground, and I can see the passion and the commitment just shining through.
As we spoke last time, I'm so glad that I went through the process of registering for Atlas ICE during our last interview. I feel safer knowing about the convenience of having a panic button on my phone. Is that still available?
Well, that's really what it's all about, Roland. We want our clients to know and have total peace of mind that they have the best armed response team on call in any kind of emergency. So it's definitely available. It's like our logo says, with Atlas Security, your world is secure in our hands. And that's our mission, and we totally stay true to that. With our Atlas ICE product, we enable residents who might ordinarily not have the funds available to install an alarm the benefit of having our team on call when they need us most. So for a mere 185 Rand per month, you can be connected to us via your cell phone. And for our existing clients, for only an additional 40 Rand per month on top of your contract, you are then able to have this panic facility. And of course, our premium DPS guys, it's part of your package already.
Excellent. Well, listen, another thing I wanted to talk to you about, seeing as we're discussing technology, is the rise of the cell phone. In this day and age, there are so many of us who either haven't got landlines or perhaps have cancelled our landlines. We've now got voice over IP, or we've got our cell phones as our sort of primary connection. How does it work? Does that affect people's alarm, you know, response and your ability to contact them? What do I do if I perhaps have cancelled my landline?
Well, Roland, it's such an important question you're asking. We always urge our clients to have dual monitored systems. And with current cable theft, etc., out there, we do, however, find telephone communication goes down more often. And that leaves our clients vulnerable if they only have one communication device. So to alleviate this problem, we now install GSM modules that work with a SIM card. These GSM modules are more reliable and far more secure. But other than that, just a communication tool, it also brings a whole lot of other benefits to the table. So benefits that allow the majority of alarm panels to be controlled and monitored by the client themselves via an application. So these GSM modules have the ability to communicate non-emergency signals on top of the usual panics and duress and activations. So these non-emergency signals would include things like arming and disarming, bypassing certain areas, power failures, and this gives more power back to the hands of the actual user.
You can do that from your cell phone, or how do you control the module?
Correct. So the module speaks to an application on your cell phone. So how wonderful is it to be or to have that kind of power where you can actually control every single part of your alarm via your cell phone? And it gives you that secure knowledge that your, you know, if something goes down, if your radio, your normal radio transmitter goes down, you still have a backup. The criminal tends to know that the first place they need to go is the communicator, because if your alarm is not communicating to any kind of control room, it's useless. It's just making a noise. And how many neighbors actually go out and look when an alarm goes off? They wait for the alarm company. So the criminal knows that, and they will go straight to the communicator. So it's so, so important for you to have dual monitoring on your alarm system, so that if one communicator goes down, you have a backup.
Brilliant. Now, how do I get hold of someone from Atlas if I'm wondering about my setup and I'm thinking, okay, cool, I need to have this evaluated or upgraded, but I mean, let's start at a position where I'm going, Am I okay? Is everything fine? How do I get hold of you guys? Who do I talk to? What's my first port of call?
You've actually hit the head or the nail on the head there, because right now we're going into season. People are going on holiday. And yes, you need to know if you're okay, if your home's okay. If you leave, everything's going to be secure. So get hold of us immediately and have your alarm evaluated. Let us come and chat to you. You reach us on 0861-585-585. Drop us an email at info@atlas24.co.za. Go to our website. Follow us on Facebook. Make contact with us. We are everywhere.
Thank you so much, Bernadette Nell Nordia and the team at Atlas Security. We'll chat again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much, Roland.
Wherever you go, take us along for the ride.
Algoa FM. Oh, oh.